it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. There's so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about this virus. Don't get yourself into false complacency.
That's Anthony Fauci. And I've really had enough of Dr. Fauci. I wish he would just kindly just step off the public stage. It's beyond annoying now. No, Dr. Fauci, we're not going to stop looking at mortality, because mortality is one of the rationales for why we should be doing certain things to help keep people safe. And, you know, just because it doesn't fit the narrative of having many, many more people test positive for the virus and the mortality rates going down, just because that's not convenient for the narrative that you've put forward or the CDC has put forward, that doesn't mean that we should ignore it. So don't tell me to ignore something that's as plain as the nose on my face. I'm sorry. I'm not that stupid. I'm not that smart, but I'm not that dumb. Anyway, welcome. It's the Thursday edition. We talk health and wellness in this segment. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. He is the innovator of the fruits and veggies that power me, my body, my brain, this segment, this show. And I'm proud to say that he keeps me very, very well these days. I haven't had a sniffle in years, thanks to fruits and veggies. But Dr. Douglas Howard, welcome back. So there he is saying, don't look at the death rates. The death rates are going down, but you shouldn't be lulled into a false complacency because deaths are at record lows since the outbreak. Meanwhile, positive tests have gone through the roof. Doc, your response.
This is where I hate that science or empirical science becomes political science. They're just, anybody with any logic, please just look at this and go, they're just covering their butts now, and they're trying to cover their mighty dollar because certain people are highly invested into this immunization. If they can't keep people in the hysteria, who's going to want to take their multi-billion dollar immunization at the end of this? They've already said that. In fact, 2 weeks ago, they started saying, you know, we're only going to be able to get this maybe to 70% success. And if we can only get it to 70% success, we're also going to have a problem because now 30% of the people say they're unwilling to take the vaccine when we get it. And on top of that, you know, so then he's using that for the case of, so we're still going to have to quarantine everybody. This is just political science. Just stop it. Give us real numbers. What did they use for the mass hysteria in the first place? You're going to die.
And it was the death numbers. It was the daily death rates. Yeah.
And they were using everything. I can give you case after case of actual cases in hospitals that I know that people are being, that their death certificates are coming back. These are people and patients I know that their death certificates are coming back with coronavirus, and the family's going back and going, wait, my daughter's had these seizures her whole life and they've been severe, and we've always been told she wouldn't live to 18. She's 17 and she died of coronavirus. There was nothing to do with coronavirus.
Right.
And I can go on and on with these. Anyways, they used these numbers to build it up, to give us the fear, and now they don't have the numbers to steal from anymore. And so they're going, oh, don't let that worry you. It's not about death. It's just about these asymptomatic positive tests. And it's like, come on, we're not that stupid.
Well, let's talk about the mask debate, because I that's one of the hot subjects right now. In fact, there's even schools now trying to figure out if they're going to send kids back in the fall. Do you require the kids to wear masks? And I'm like, guys, what the data says is that the kids aren't all that vulnerable to it. But Doc, what do you say?
Well, there are two things. They're not that vulnerable. The amount of deaths in children is nothing. And so even with that, okay. In going back to this, the vulnerability is low and the death rate is next to zero. There's more deaths from the flu in children than there is from COVID-19.
Yeah.
So as we go, I will agree with it. I'm true. It is true. We need herd immunity. But they stopped this through their political science. And so they stopped the herd immunity. They're showing that we're actually getting herd immunity. People have been, this has already been going on. And And instead of trying to fight nature, instead of trying to fight science, let's go through the process now. You remember that we were just gonna flatten the curve? Well, I have to admit, we did flatten the curve. I don't know that it was necessary or not, but we did flatten the curve. The hospitals weren't full like they said. We didn't have to have the hundreds of thousands of respirators they were talking about. Nobody turned into a zombie. All of this, I'm sorry I said that, but that's how they make people feel.
Right.
And so let's go back to this. We've never in the history of the world have we isolated, put in quarantine everybody, the well and the sick and everybody. It's always been you quarantine the sick, you quarantine the weak, and you let the rest of them go out and build this herd immunity that we all hear about without getting any major problems, and then we can overcome this. And even going back to school and with the children, this herd immunity is very important. And so if you have a child that is immunosuppressed in some way, then I would absolutely not send them back to school with a mask or without a mask.
Well, and the truth is, Doc, if they're immunosuppressed, you may not have sent them to school if COVID-19 hadn't been here to begin with, because there are other agents out there that are just as deadly to the immunosuppressed as COVID-19.
Well, and you notice they're already prepping us. China's already put out that there's a new swine flu that's going to be out in January. Have you seen that?
It's right on schedule, huh? They're timing
it. They're already prepping us for it.
We're going to release it on January 7th.
Yeah. I mean, they're already talking the dates that it's going to be coming through. They've already identified it.
The truth is, friends, the best way you can get your kids ready for this fall is to make sure their immune systems are at peak operating conditions, which is why they should be on fruits and veggies just like you. And if you call today and talk to the health coaches at Balance of Nature, they're going to give you a special, there's special programs. If you're a pregnant mom and you want to get your kids started even while in utero, talk to them about it. There's all kinds of different ways to get your family on Balance of Nature. You just need to call and talk to them and get their immune systems going. Doc, final word.
Yes, I do want to clarify something. I understand that there can be serious problems with COVID-19. I am not denying that. What I am saying is, please, let's take this back to science, pull it out of the political science arena. It's probably almost impossible for us to get all real data, but I'm not saying that disease isn't real.
Yeah,
no, what I am saying is, please, let's get back to reality.
800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and get started today. Doc Howard, thanks so much.